Daniel's next three questions are all on a similar subject, so I'm going to try and tackle them all at once. And they're basically around whether I think local newspapers will have the resources to explore these technologies. Secondly, whether or how well they're doing that at the moment. And thirdly, how up to speed editors are in local newspapers. Well, I think it varies enormously. I think there are a lot of editors who do really know their stuff, a significant number of editors. As you identify, you know, the key issue is actually putting that into practice in an operation that's stripped to the bone. So the awareness is certainly there in most cases, but being able to put that into any meaningful practice is severely limited. And because of that, the current kind of experiments, if you like, or the current projects that involve some sort of new media tend to be quite piecemeal. You can only concentrate on one area at a time. Some do Twitter very well, some do Facebook groups very well and online communities. Some do video really well. And, you know, it all comes down to what kind of expertise they already have on staff. You know, do they have a photojournalist who's passionate about multimedia? Do they have someone who's really into the social networking side of things? So, you know, it's rare that they actually bring in talent to do that. In the longer term, I don't see that changing dramatically. I don't see local newspapers having a huge amount of resources to throw into this. But I think the on-the-ground expertise, existing expertise, will increase the ease of being able to do these experiments and actually the tools themselves, I think, will become easier and cheaper to use. So I, you know, I don't think there's going to be a huge amount of investment in this strategically, but the barriers to entry, the ability of individuals to do these things, the cultural change of seeing the benefits at every level, I think will result in an increasing amount of experimentation and exploration. The other thing, of course, is the added threat of local competitors. So I think the rise of kind of hyper-local startups will, to some extent, kick local newspapers into increased activity to try and maintain at least a competitive front.